there's always a number of angles with any political cartoon, whether you want to make, you know, try and find a hard political point to make or just have a bit of fun. Ideally, you can do both. And
which is what I think you were doing this morning.
Oh, yes. Well, good. That's the aim. That's when it works, and sometimes it doesn't. But yes, look, with Obama in town, I guess there's a whole range of issues that all pile up. You know, from the obvious ones about increasing American military presence in Australia, the treatment of Assange, and what Australia's doing or what they're not doing to give him a consular assistance. The whole issue of shipping uranium
to India, yeah,
when they haven't signed their NPT. Yeah, there's just a lot of issues there that you can incorporate into an image. So,
and the fact that he's reportedly covered by crocodile insurance.
He's covered by crocodile insurance. Is he? When's he get?
I heard something about
Darwin.
That, David. Yeah, something about this visit to Darwin. They've had to cover him for all sorts
of. Can you get crocodiles?
I don't know. I can send you off now to research that.
Yes, that's fascinating.
What's he like to draw? Because he's got that, he's got that very handsome, strong-featured face. But is he good for cartoonists?
Is he good for cartoonists? Look, is anyone particularly good for cartoonists?
I think some people are.
I guess maybe they are. I don't think the great thing about cartooning is trying to reduce these public figures to a couple of, to almost like a symbol that says, you know, this is Barack Obama, this is Julia Gillard. And after a while, it doesn't really matter if the likeness isn't that great. There's a couple of symbols that will indicate, you know, the nose and the red hair for Julia Gillard or Kevin Rudd's shock of white hair and his little square glasses. You just need a couple of sort of little representative images. And, I mean, Obama's been drawn now for years by people. So, you know, there's... You can't go too wrong.
But do you find him interesting to draw, David?
It's more trying to come to grips with him politically rather than how to draw him artistically. So, how to come to grips with his regime and, you know, the policies that he's trying to bring about and the realities of the legacy of the last president with the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, the ongoing financial crisis, how he's responding to the massive challenge of unemployment in the US, and to the extent to which he's pushing hard enough against the old interests. And, you know, I think a lot of people are very disappointed in him, but then look to the alternative and they're even more horrified. So, that's the challenge more than how he physically looks, I think.